Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This gray jacket don't fit no
Jagger.
More.
Chip. The dark side.
I need a new one. Yeah.
I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I be playing games. I crack souls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Cause because of your chatter, I'm gonna hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find a ladder. Fuck it. Strap him to the wall. Where's the hammer? The nail. I'm about to get medieval on him. Have him begging for help. Then grab a back, crack both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't wanna miss nothing, so I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You telling them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Killing off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. Then be an ass and hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross. Uppercut. Break your jaw. You took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off and
put you out your misery.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, crazy, crazy.
These
niggas ain't crazy, they perfectly sane. I'ma live lame like Spark Butane. Keep thinking I'm a bitch once I pull out the fifth. Plus 12 shots, then reload the clip. Your thoughts change, where I hang. Gray rags, gray strain, I bang. Switch hits for no man. Ask me where I'm from and then I'm throwing up the foe man. This is not gangsta grills, but they run when I speak from the cannon. Cannon, shots fan from here to Japan. Touch any clan if I am not the man. Time Warner, cause my bullets in demand. You on the couch finna be pummeled by the plan. Pulverized with precision if you fucking with the fans. ARs and AKs, the law of the land. I'm the governor, you niggas ain't
crazy like I am.
Crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I told you that I'm crazy, y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own finger still. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now we hopping like who's the kid's head. Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. I'm ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. You not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back.
Come
we strap both arms full till they rip or they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him, I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I'll pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal. Grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need the Angelo.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline? Let's burn this nigga at the stake. I'm crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
What's up, y'all? What's up? You know I got to come to y'all on a Friday. I'm trying to implement a new show on Friday called Fuck You Friday, where we can do shout-outs to the motherfuckers that we want to say fuck you to. But see, I wasn't going to come tonight because I wasn't correct with what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. My setup, again, just like last night, was not correct. And I was trying to do my best to do it right. But we're still going to do it. I got my Facebook Live up tonight. Anybody that want to chime in on that, I'm not going to be on Clubhouse tonight. Once I get everything settled and find everything that I need, I will be able to do that. But tonight I am coming live straight from Facebook. I got my listeners online. And we will talk about some stuff, you know, that's near and dear to my heart. I can't be real with it without being real with myself, and I have to be real. And I wasn't really trying to come on here, but, you know, some things that transpired in the day that made me say, you know what, let me come on this motherfucker and talk. I want to talk, but I don't want to talk my friend's ears off, so I'm going to talk y'all's off. So I advise you to get your drink. I'm going to kill the rest of this off. And get your weed going, because I'm about to play some music right now so we can get this night started. Again, if you have anyone you want to send a shout-out to say fuck you, by all means, hit the live. I am willing to hear you. I'm going to start my first shout out to saying fuck you to all my hoes for letting me be here by myself tonight. We're going to start it off like that because that's what I've been on. That's what we're going to start it off. Get your lunch ready, get your drink ready. I'm going to play a couple of tracks before I get back because I got to get my mind right.
I'm slurring up off of this Remy, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
I'm twisting backwards or a Dutchman, that's just what I've been on.
That's what I've been on.
Young nigga do say he got Jackson, that's just what I've been on.
Oh, that's what I've been on.
Got your bitch off that product of France, man, that's what I've been on.
That's what I've been on, been on. I'm stacking blue dollars, pink 50s, that's just what I've been on.
Bitch,
pushing out parts of the city, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
Let no doubt for supply shit with the Remy, that's what I've been on.
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 For a couple weeks, but that Remy Martin kept on calling, though. Get to spend some and then I need some dro. Act like he ain't no gas when we smoke. And we sipped the Remy out the bottle, too. To tell the truth, I almost sipped the tooth. Trying to sip the last corner in the booth. I still got 20 bottles sitting in the room. And 1765, ooh. Finna tell your girl to come slide through and have her sipping Remy out the bottle, too. They hit and run and gave her back to you because that cup and shit is something I don't do. If it's not you lit, then it's Andrew Jackson in the Jordan box. I got some Franklin stacking, man. We out to get it and you niggas lacking. Y'all ain't getting money, boy. Y'all niggas acting, say you bout to action, but don't nothing happen. Hating on me, I'm doing shit that they ain't used to doing. I be drinking Remy like it's nothing to me. Link up with the team, a lot of kill we smoking. If not a back with us, the Dutch I'm holding. If not Remy Martin, then it's Hennessy. Two Tennessees mixed with hella trees. That's just what I've been on, nigga. That's the movement. In this life, I'm living everything exclusive. Hit the studio and just start going stupid. Super ruthless how I come up with it. In the shit I talk about, I really live it. I be thumbing 10, 20, 10, 50s. Got your bitch and her friend trying to come and get me. Remy, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
I'm twisting backwards or a Dutchman, that's just what I've been on.
That's what I've been on.
Young nigga do say he got Jackson, that's just what I've been on.
Oh, that's what I've been on.
Got your bitch off that product of France, man, that's what I've been on.
That's what I've been on, been on. I'm stacking blue dollars, pink 50s, that's just what I've been on.
Bitch,
pushing out parts of the city, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
Let no doubt for supply shit with the Remy, that's what I've been on.
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 Tell them hoes that I've been on.
Hey.
Fading down that Remy talk. Chains, damn Benji's talking. The struggle real, we still saucing. In the street for art, ended up balling. What I been on my game. She not stuck up, you just lame. In that rubber bag with two D's, yeah, wanna go get her in this tank. Finally passed, run me cash. For the time and the effort, we made this work. The bitch is mine, she chased that purse. Like a soda pop, I made her squirt. Respect my mind, get your brains burst. See no sleep, nigga, we're alert. Fuck you talking about, we made it bounce. I'm going in, other shit out. I'm going in, scream, that's for sure. I got dumb plugs, like a sent you cards. I was getting money, started getting more. Started making shots, getting to these scores. Got Jimmy hats for these hoes. Ring me at the Lakers stores. Through the doors, Cali boys, the game on lock. Fake a four. And it's new that you might use you. Whoa, new to you, but this what I've been on. Late night, she love the crew, her friend too. Yeah, that's what I've been on. Getting money here, getting money there, get it anywhere. And that's what I've been on. Hoes in here, hoes in here, get some hoes in here. And that's what I've been on, been on, been on.
Slurring up off of this Remy, that's just what I've been on.
That's just what I've been on.
I'm twisting backwards or a Dutchman, that's just what I've been on.
That's what I've been on.
Young nigga do say he got Jackson, that's just what I've been on.
Oh, that's what I've been on.
Got your bitch off that product of France, man, that's what I've been on.
That's what I've been on, been on.
Check two tap in. Pussy poppin' music is a motherfucker trend. Thirsty motherfuckers pulling out their dividends. All these motherfuckers losers in one place to try to win. These bitches think they come up saying that they did again. Taking pictures with the enemies and colors and your friends. Get home all alone, wish your night never end. Go to sleep, wake up, hoping God forgive your sins. Frontin' for the book like you're really genuine. Taking all the shots and try to keep it stiff. Chin, I like the bottle stiff drink. Help you keep it lower than reinforce it with the fix so you can keep it with your zen. Whining everywhere you go. Let me get a vine, man. No awards, me swearing got no motherfucking friends. People getting tired, saying, Lord, let it go again. Then give you what you want so they can laugh at their intent.
Out in the cold. Unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold. Unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold.
you are, who you really fucking are.
Really fucking
everything
are.
In life always hits a fucking hard. When you think you're moving up because someone up for your car. Being black is good enough and take so much to be all part of this American dream. Preaching while the fuckers is so far hard to reach. Grandma G's a beach, still with that slavery. People mind the rapper. Bad combination for the black community. Gotta fight the whole world to fight each other in the street. Breed your own habit just to find a little peace. Broke ways, broken ways, no accountability. Nigga, please. When you gonna stand up on your feet? When you gonna stop wanting to figure what you need? When you gonna lead and start following what you see? What we gotta do as women just to show you a king. While we at each other taking what we should be. Bad mafia tells her and ain't changed a thing. Shut up all the chain and find a black queen. Not a bad bitch, she made for the street. She'll bring out your bad instead of being in peace. Set your ass up for the peace of the dream. Life insurance by GoFundMe. So get up on the curve and watch the company you keep.
Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused.
It's a rat race, life is like a sad case, bad face. Or maybe we having a bad day, baby. You recognize the problems daily, but you never ever wanna solve them, lady. Losing all your friends saying that they hating, cause the real advice is just got you shaking. Top up with another, bringing home the bacon. Counterfeit bitch, this shit is talking while you faking. Your soul is broken, ho. Sad part, you don't care no more. Fast life live, but damn you slow. But the turn up's real for show. You on the outskirts trying to get a foot in. I'm a girl watcher, when the shit thin. Peeping in my window, copycat fringe. Always wanna be in the lane that I'm in. I would never break, but I damn sure been. Your best is a fruit, break it down every 10. Keep wondering why we'll never be friends. Why we can't fuck, yeah, bitch, that's the end. Period, explanation, quotation, sin. No, I'm not mad, trying to say we don't blend. In my defense, I'm trying to get it where I'm finna. Cause I ain't finished, bitch, I'm trying to win.
Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused.
Yeah, dagger bitches.
That's right, aka Flo DB.
One of those, you know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck,
Trap. I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go, my nigga,
too much.
Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up. Follow me. I try to be good, the good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money, when I get it, when I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in it. I don't get it, first they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors cause they just wanna kill me softly. I ain't letting shit ride, if I kill all the haters, what they consider that, genocide? It's just a public service, look at them, I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that, ain't nothing magical, I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual, dagger wasted a lot of that, my spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
I told you I was done,
so you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now, all be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right, you don't got one, you suck it. You ain't a woman, bitch, a ratchet with a good disguise. Hide behind your fake hair and nails, tell a real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitch that cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for Trump change. Getting traded more than stocks do at the stock exchange. Just ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like the kids are more. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk to the same guy high?
Smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now I'm jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, bonded with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they told me they pussy. I
throw it back at him, and I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never peg it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny. I live my life and let it be. And even with side
shakes,
niggas couldn't see it. I'm a delinquent. Smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it.
All right, so you see the song. It's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U on Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. You know, it's a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day. I got to tell y'all some shit, you know what I'm saying? I got to say something that's near and dear to my motherfucking heart, because if I don't get it off my chest right now, I'm going to feel some type of way. So I typed this pity party, but what I should have did was I should have titled it giving applause to my peace. You know, sometimes my peace shows me a different side of me that I didn't know existed. See, I told y'all a couple of years ago, one of my goals for my that year, the 2021, my goal was to get back into my peace. And that has been challenged a lot in this past year, you know. Why? Because getting my peace means letting go of other people who were brought to me to be toxic and to bring turmoil and don't understand how to live in the light, don't want to live in the light. Some people like living in the dark. I like living in the light. I like sitting in the dark, but I play in the light. So let me just say this. Today started off as an awesome day for me. You know, I've been doing things for myself to get me right, mind, body, and soul, financially, physically, emotionally, mentally. I've been doing those things to assure that I'm going to be okay. Why? Because I'm a widow. I have no kids. And as I get older, I need to assure that I can take care of myself, because the truth be told, I really don't have no one that I can really trust to have my back when shit falls. And the people that I do have that I can trust got too much shit going on to be trying to deal with my shit. So let me take care of me now. So I've been doing that. And today was a milestone for me. Today I've accomplished something that I've been talking about for a little while now. And I finally did it, and not too many people know, because you can't tell everybody your business. I can't put certain stuff on Facebook, because there's always going to be that one person that's going to pray against you, that's going to hope that you fall, that's sitting back watching you. I've had people in my life like that, that sat back and watched you because they only came around because you were down, your head was down. But you know that's how that saying goes. People look at the devil, be glad when your head is down, but he don't know when you, that you're praying. You see, I had to deal with feeling good about what the fuck I had going on, to turn around and not be able to really have no one to share it with. That was the fucked up part about it. I had to eat a Snicker and shit, because I was sitting over here thinking, damn, I miss being in love. I miss that shit. That mushy shit. Having somebody you got good news you can come home to and talk to them about it, and y'all can celebrate together and everything will be all good. I miss that shit. Because you should be able to have that one person that you can go to. Don't get me wrong, I got friends I can go to all day long and we'll celebrate together. But guess what? I ain't fucking my friends. So I don't have that. But I don't want anyone to add to what I don't have. See, the problem with me is that And this is why I called it the show Pity Party, is that some people will get into these funks and they expect people to accept them in that situation, which we'll do it for a couple of times. We'll pity you the first few times, but after a while, we don't want to be around that shit. Why? Because your mood brings down my mood, and now I can't live in the light that I want to be in because you got me in this dark cloud. And that's not fair. Because motherfuckers want to be in this dark-ass mood and expect other people to come into their world and sit up there and keep misery company. You want to have a pity party. You don't want to come out of that funk. People trying to pull you out of that funk, and you want to stay right there. For what reason, I don't know. See, I talked about this yesterday where I said everybody got a story. Everybody has a problem. We're going through something, been through something. Whatever it was that made us who we are today. But the problem is some of y'all take those situations and make it a crutch to be the fucking asshole and the dipshit that you know how to be. Taking advantage of people that and wondering why things is not going your way. I spare a lot of people from a lot of shit that I don't say. I'm a therapist. I miss my calling. I should have been a therapist. There are several people right now on my Facebook page that can honestly say that I have gave them some therapy talk. I was honest. Their information ain't never got back to nobody else. I was humble, and I wasn't disrespectful. And I was real above all. Because one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to give you constructive criticism without making you feel like you're being belittled. I'm going to give you what, tell you what you need to hear. And if you counter it, I'm going to tell you what it is, my opinion. That's how I roll. Because that's what I should have been, is a fucking therapist. But for some of y'all, y'all not ready to accept the truth because you're not living in your truth. And because of that, I recognize that, and I know I can't talk to you. Why would I waste my breath on someone who ain't hearing me? My grandmother used to always say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. She'll then and we'll counter it. We have always got something to say back, and she'll say that, and I'm thinking to myself, why you keep saying that? If you know this, why you keep repeating it? Just stop trying to tell us what the fuck it is. Stop trying to make us drink when we ain't thirsty. But as I got older, I had to realize that she wasn't saying that shit for us to hear. She wasn't saying that shit because she wanted us to know this is the theory that she's going with. No, she was saying that shit to remind herself. I can tell you what the fuck to do, but that don't mean you gonna do it. I can give you the roadmap, but that don't mean you gonna follow it to a T. See, that's what our parents be trying to give us, the roadmap that they went through, because they want to make sure that we, if they were successful, they want us to follow the same steps they took so we can be successful. But if we're not successful, they want to put us on the path that some parents, I ain't going to say all parents, I'm going to say some parents, they want to put you on a path where you're going to get somewhere. It's a fucking charter school. And all the parents is crackheads. But you know what they said? I want my kids to have a better education. So they sent them to over there, that fucking charter school, thinking they're going to do something better. Because they know if they send them to the public school, they're going to have to deal with something else that they don't want to deal with. So you want to stay in this funk. What are you getting out of it when you stay in this funk? Yes, I get it. Sometimes we get down. We are only human. We were born into sin. We are not perfect. So, yes, we are going to break down. We're going to have our moments where we bitch and moan, have an attitude, cuss and fuss, all of that. But how many times do you have to do that when you, until you realize? See, one thing I noticed about me, and all of my friends could say this about me, I'm a venter. I will vent to my friends about shit that I go through. But me venting is better than me not saying anything, because if it builds up, something else may happen that I may not have control over because my emotions may get the best of me. I know me like that, so I do what's best for me. However, complaining about a situation longer than what I should, it's time to go. It's time for me to make moves to make that shit, to eliminate that shit. And if I'm complaining about something that needs to be fixed in my house, if I'm complaining about the niggas that I'm dealing with, if I'm complaining about the fucking car I'm dealing with, my job, whatever the fuck I'm dealing with, whatever I'm complaining about, at some point I tell myself, how the fuck am I going to fix it? How the fuck am I going to get myself out of this situation? Because one thing I don't want to do is sit up here and continue with my whole life complaining about the same shit when I should have been able to get it done. And that's the problem with a lot of people. We want to sit there and complain and complain and complain and complain, but what is the fucking solution? You're mad. You're angry. You're upset. You're not happy with your fucking life. What are you going to do about it? I see so many people I'm sorry. I'm reading for those in the radio. I'm reading comments that I'm getting. He said, "Be careful who you went to. They can use it against you." Yeah, I know I'm blind, right? I'm gonna tell y'all now. I need prescription against you. I try to. Of course they do. They always do. I've had somebody do that against me. Try to. You know what I'm saying? Try to. It didn't work. People always try to use stuff against me, but I'm too honest and too real to not give a fuck. Hey, boo. But you get tired of people complaining and people being upset with their life, and they're not doing all that they can do to make it better. You can't expect anyone else to pull yourself up off this motherfucking ground except for yourself. And if you're lucky to have someone, my whole support system went down in 2016. Every motherfucking body that I would go to for help, that I would go to for money, that I'll go to for a ride, where I would go to, I'll never forget my grandfather, with one leg, hobbled his ass into his motherfucking vehicle and came over to my house, picked me up to take me to the hospital because I was feeling bad. Because I was so sick. I was in so much pain that I couldn't make it there on the bus. See, people forget that we come from humble beginnings. They got so used to certain things that they forget that there are humble beginnings. People want you to feel sorry for them when they go through small things that they make, what they say, making a mountain out of a mole. Again, we all been through shit. But when you ain't really been touched like that, when one thing happens, it's the end of the fucking world. Or better yet, you want to milk that shit to get the most attention that you can get from anybody that would give it to you. I don't like that shit. I don't like that kind of attention. I don't like people in my face like that. Honestly, when my husband passed away, I stayed there long enough to where I can take it. When I knew I couldn't take no more touching me, because every time somebody touched me, I started crying all over again, the ugly cry, I said, I gotta go. And I left. Why? Because I don't like staying in the pain that long. It's bad enough that it's lingering around me. I don't need to be there in the midst of it. Instead of me going along with the pain, I'd rather go along with the happiness and drown out the pain. But see, I don't want to do that. And when y'all do that, y'all do it the wrong way. Drug yourself to happiness. Drink yourself to happiness. Eat your way to happiness. It's always, and I'm not going to say it's just those things. You can even exercise your way to happiness. Work yourself into a better position for happiness. But that doesn't mean it's healthy. It kills me when I see people willing to take a break from life but get mad when life ain't going their way because they don't have enough money. And that's your complaint. Complaints that they know how to fix and they won't do it. And I get it because sometimes the easiest thing to do be the hardest thing to do because that's not what you really want to do. But at some point, you got to get up off your fucking high horse and realize I can't continue bullshitting myself. Let me get my shit together and do what I need to do for me. You should say fuck yourself for being a fucking asshole, letting yourself down all these years. Expecting other motherfuckers to carry you across the finish line. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. There's people out there that wasn't blessed with two legs to walk on that's still making it across the finish line without that ability. But meanwhile, you want to drag your feet and expect other motherfuckers to help you get there. Yes, it's always good to get the help. But it's also good when you do it yourself. That reward of knowing that you did it yourself, that you can accomplish it yourself. You know, I get a lot of people that tell me over the years, it was people that I had as I thought was my friends that was in my life. And they used to be in my face and they would always be like, oh, you always working around your house. You always doing something. You must like work. You always working, 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 working. I even have best friends that say, every time I call you, you doing some work around the house, from your grandmother's house to your house. You've been doing it ever since I met you, since high school. But guess what I learned? Guess what I heard as I was growing up? When you have a house, there's always something to do. Always. You ain't never sitting down. Even when you got your house right where you want it to be, you're going to want to switch something else up and change something up. I think I want new cabinets. I think I want to change the color on the house. I think I want new flooring. It's always something. I don't choose. I don't want to do these things. I have to do these things. And see, I move differently from other people because I keep telling y'all my motto, champagne life on a bare budget. I got a song about it. I tell my whole story in that fucking song and y'all don't be paying attention. I used to ride bikes. I used to ride buses. Before, I used to ride buses, and when I couldn't afford the buses, I started riding my bike that I still got. That's how I got down until I got this vehicle. So, yeah, this vehicle was a blessing. I didn't want a pickup truck. I didn't go to the lot and say, let me get that pickup truck. No, it was hand-me-down, and it was a blessing. And I cherish it. That's why I keep this motherfucker running. Same thing with this house. This house wasn't supposed to be given to me. It was supposed to be given to my sister, but my sister didn't want it. I said, let me take it. My rent is more than that, and we got the same amount of hot rooms. Took that shit. Went for it. Been here ever since. Comes with responsibilities. Some that I wasn't ready for. That I'm still not ready for. But I'm preparing myself for it. Because you always want to be in a position to win. You want your portfolio to be great. At least I do. That's what I want out of life. When by the time I get old, I want to be like some of these old timers. Got property. Can go to Vegas every other fucking weekend if I wanted to, just because I can and I got the time and the money and I ain't got shit else going on and I'm a party motherfucker. I get down like that. I'm trying to make sure my home is my vacation spot. Because when I get off of work, I want to be able to come back to some place that I know I'm going to be proud of, that I'm happy that it's mine. My grandma always said, you proud of that little house? Sure is, because it's mine. And I take care of it. So I don't do it because I want to. I do it because I have to. Because I cherish the things that I have. And these are the things that I prayed for, that I wanted out of life. And it happened for me when I wanted it to. Not the way I wanted it, but it happened. So when I see other motherfuckers in a predicament where they had every opportunity that I've had in my life too, that they can do the things that I can do and they choose not to, and they want to complain? No. And see, one of my things is this. You know, we get down. Again, I said this earlier, we get down. We are only human. We are going to have our moments. We're not always going to have our happy moments or be just jolly, go Johnny come lately. None of that. We're not going to be rainbows and sunshine every fucking day. But damn it, if you're going to be feeling like that and you don't want to be in that funk and not try to get out of that funk, be by yourself. Don't invite nobody else to your pity party because motherfuckers don't like keeping misery company. And those who do, they just as toxic as you are. Because I'm not in the business of keeping misery company. People want you to accept them for who they are and how they are. I don't have no problem you being who you are, but be that way by yourself, baby. You can talk to me, but you can't talk at me. There's a way that you communicate with people that allows them to understand that you need a moment. I shouldn't have to be the bigger person and acknowledge that you going through something and turn the other cheek every motherfucking time when you just as grown as I am. We as people have to realize that our situations that we are in are correctable if we choose to correct them. You can't expect other people to correct your shit. You can't sit up there and say, I'm going to take a break from this when you ain't got your shit together. Motherfuckers, to appreciate the person you are when you don't even appreciate the person you are. You don't give yourself your all, so why would I give myself to you like that? Why would I invite that type of spirit around me when I know that all it's going to do is bring me down? See, this is what we got to ask ourselves when we get around certain people and our mood changes. Because, see, I had to notice that around certain people, my mood would change. I wasn't the same person when I would go out. I wasn't the same person when I was in my house. I wasn't the same person when I was doing certain things and certain activities. I wasn't the same person. But when I get around a different group, I'm a whole different person. I'm the light. I'm the life. Everybody's cool. I can not be cool with anybody and just be myself and not even talk to nobody and still be good and still have a good time. Certain people are Debbie Downer. I'm sorry, unfortunately. The Eeyore effect. Thanks for noticing me. Them type of motherfuckers. They slide through. Always got a sad disposition about them. Looking for attention. I can't do that. I don't like pity parties. If I'm upset, if I'm having a moment and I can't control it, I may call one person. Sometimes I don't call nobody. But because of my circumstances, I learned to call someone because sometimes my emotions could get the best of me. And if music can't get it out of me, I need to get it out of me somewhere. That's where the venting comes along. But again, after venting so many times, I have to acknowledge that I'm getting on my friends' nerves. And how can I eliminate getting on my friends' nerves with this issue? By eliminating it. But how are you going to eliminate it? Or fix it? One of the two. But when it comes to dealing with people, if you're the only one willing to fix it, it's not worth it. People always want you to put in the work, but they never want to put in the work. They want to see you putting in the work before they put in the work, when it takes a joint effort. You can't expect a relationship from anybody when you're not willing to give 100% you. It ain't that 50-50 shit. It's 100% you and 100% me. And when you both give 100%, it makes the foundation strong enough to stand withstand anything. But people don't want to build that foundation up the way it's supposed to. It's supposed to be strength there. You're supposed to understand each other. You're supposed to go through those ups and downs. You're supposed to learn how to talk to each other, learn how to fight fair, learn what each other don't like, do like. Do you got to learn? See, I learned in my marriage, we learned when we having an argument and it got too loud, we were the type of people we didn't want other motherfuckers hearing our business. And if we got too loud, we would just stop talking. Continue with the rest of the day. I'll go in the room, sit by myself, play my music. He'll go play his video games. I'll go cook dinner, go back and we'll cook, watch our shows together, smoke together, not saying a word. But when we do decide to talk, we're talking with each other and not at each other. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be able to understand how you guys are going to communicate and how you're going to get past the thing quickly so you can move on. Figure out what the issue is and attack it. And because our communication sometimes go haywire, that's why the arguments come along. They don't have to be an argument if you can just understand that we're trying to get to the root of the issue, tell you this is an issue for me, and let's see how we can fix this. Fixing it may not be you never doing it again. It could be just her understanding why it is what it is. And when she has that understanding, then she can move on from it. But if she don't understand it, she's going to question it. Talk. I don't know why it's so hard for motherfuckers to actually open up their mouth and say what the fuck is wrong with them. Maybe it's because you're not mad at me. You're mad at the next female. See, that's what some of you women need to think. When your man is mad at you and he coming at you, you snapping at you and doing all this funny business. It's like, nigga, what, your bitch didn't want to see you tonight? But she chewed you out? See, some of y'all say shit, and this is for men and women. Sometimes y'all say, what I say, your mouth write a check that your ass can't catch. See, y'all have a problem with talking before you think. Because if you really thought about what you're about to say, you'll realize, let me step back and observe first. Let me really think this through. And if you know the motherfucker you're talking to, you already know how the conversation is going to play out. So you already know how to align yourself with the right information so you can get the right information. That's how it's supposed to go. But y'all just still jump into the same bullshit and end up being the same incidents, going back and forth, over and fucking over and over again. I had a motherfucker tell me why I got to fight to be in a relationship. You ain't got to fight to be in a relationship, but you got to fight to want to stay here, stay in this relationship. You're not supposed to be fighting with each other. You're supposed to be fighting the issues together because there's always going to be obstacles that's going to come along to try to break the relationship, that's going to strengthen the relationship, that's going to make you or break you. But you guys got to be able to work it out together. And I'm going to tell you now, when marriage hits, it's going to be a lot of days you're going to be like, ooh, I want to divorce this motherfucker, but you're not because that's the nigga that you chose to be with and you respect the vows of marriage, and you're going to give it your all because you love this person. This person you said you're going to spend the rest of your life with. But in the back of your head, you'd be like, ooh, if I divorce this nigga right now, I know I can take care of myself and my kids and don't need this nigga, blah, 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 blah. But before marriage, you saying, ooh, we about to break up. And it's easier because you can just say we about to break up. It's almost easier because if you got bills together, now you got to separate this shit. Who going to pay what, when, where, and why? Who get the apartment? Who moving out? Who apartment was it in the first place? All these things that you have to think about. All these things that you have to question. All these things that go through your mind. When all it takes is just learning a person, understanding a person, and actually saying, hey, Let me meet them halfway. Let me give them what they want. Let me not be such a fucking dick or a fucking bitch all the time. Let me try something different, a different fucking approach. People don't believe in a different approach. People believe in still being the same motherfucker that they was all the time. If you feel like you have the same problems in every fucking relationship, maybe it's you. Maybe you got to do some soul searching about yourself. Or maybe it's the type of men that you keep picking up. Or women. If you got a type, maybe that type ain't for you. If you got that bad habit of one, oh, man ain't shit, women ain't shit. Oh. Why? Because you keep messing with the same circle of people? You keep picking your same people from the same store? You go to the same church and pick out a different person from a different family? I'm just saying. A lot of people get mad and complain about the selections out here, but they ain't been nowhere but South Central Los Angeles. Have you been to the other side of the country? Have you been to the other side of the world? It's the narrow-minded way of thinking that this, and it bothers me that there's so many people out there that really believe that, again, we're supposed to deal with your bullshit. When they don't even want to deal with their bullshit, I wonder how many times you have to recognize that your life is falling by the wayside before you decide to do something about it. How many times you're going to have a complaint, an issue, and it be the same issues before you realize I got to change something. I got to do something different. Motherfuckers go tell me they can't chill with me because other motherfuckers gonna be tripping. So what? So what? Care so much about what other motherfuckers think and don't even give a fuck about what we think of ourselves. We allow other people to dictate, social media to dictate, entertainment, fashion to dictate who we are. Instead of just being ourselves. I like my little shiny little tootsie roll ass. Nappy hair and all. Dark lips and all. Gap coming back and all. Pudge in my stomach and all. Love it all. I know me. I'm my worst critic. So there ain't nothing can't nobody say about me that I already know about myself. That's why I feel comfortable enough to be in sweats and jeans. I know what my body type is. I know if I go out there, if I dress the same way I dress at my birthday party every fucking day, if I was suited and booted every fucking day, I would have problems. But there's no need for me to do that at all. Even on my off days, I don't feel like I need to do that. Because guess what? When all that shit come off, you're going to have to see this. And even though it's not too much of a difference, I still need you to know shit can get rough. I let motherfuckers know in a minute. I hit the bar in a minute, be looking fucked up. Half-ass decent, but fucked up. But that's how I roll. Well, I could lose my peoples. Hate it or love it. But my attitude, my disposition, and the love that you have for me and the love I have for you ain't going to change. This outfit is, though. So, yeah. I had one of them moments where it really bothered me because it was like getting back to my day. It really bothered me because it's just like, ooh, I got some good news. I got somebody around me that's in a bad disposition, and I don't feel comfortable telling you my business. You know, it's hard to tell somebody your business when you feeling good and they feeling bad, because it's almost feeling like you gloating. So you can't really live in that moment of being happy, which pisses you off, because it's like, man, you ruining my moment. How inconsiderate are you? And even if I tried to tell you, you're not even going to be happy about it for me. So now I got me feeling like, I don't know. Now my disposition has changed. And see, that's what that bothers me, because it's like I said, I save people. I'm the best therapist in the world, but sometimes I save people because, certain, again, not everybody is ready for their truth. Not everybody is ready for their truth. Because if they was ready for their truth, they would understand that there's some things about them that they need to change in order for them to get away from these demons that keep chasing them. You got demons chasing you because you refuse to fight them. And without that fight, you can't go nowhere in life. You're going to be running away from something until it catches up to you. And you don't want to catch up to you in the wrong way. Don't let you be old and now you can't defend yourself. This is your chance. Those things you vent about, those things you complain about, those things that make you unhappy, what are you willing to do to fix it? If you don't get nothing else from this fuck you show, get that. What are you willing to do? What is your solutions to what you have going on that you complain about? That what bothers you so bad? What is your solution? Some of y'all already know what I complain about. And I got solutions. That's like this, like a wheel. Turn. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to continue having this as my complaint. I don't want to continue having this as my issue. And the crazy part is that my peace is so intact that I don't say the things that I need to say. But the things that I be really wanting to say will really hurt a lot of feelings. See, that's the problem with a lot of Sagittarius people. We have a tendency of saying some raw things that hurt people's feelings and not giving a fuck. And because I learned that about myself at an early age, I stopped doing it. But because I stopped doing it, I've developed this peace bubble. I've learned to say a lot of things in my head. And it's like the people in my head be having a conversation like, nigga, did he really say that? Bitch, you should have said this. Nigga, don't even say that. Don't even trip. Just walk away. Just walk away. Ooh, he got you upset. Don't you want to cry? Because he got you upset. She got you upset. Don't you want to just leave. Just leave and go somewhere else. Just go home. Just go do this. Go do all this, the conversations that go on in my head. And it causes me to have a headache. Why? Because I didn't say what I should have said. Because I saved you. Because if I would have said what I wanted to say, your feelings would have been hurt. The last thing I want to do is hurt people's feelings. Why? Because I got feelings. I hate when people hurt mine. And it happens often. But I'm strong enough to understand when people are weak-minded and this is what they do as a coping mechanism to get through their shit. You have to talk at someone, belittle someone, bring up their flaws, do all the things that you think is psyching them out. That's only showing your weakness. See, my strength is at a magnitude that you can't pass. You can see it. Anyone that knows me knows my strength is impeccable. It's nothing about my strength that you cannot recognize. You're going to recognize it. If you don't recognize nothing else about me, you're going to recognize that the two things, I'm real and I'm motherfucking strong. Two things, you're going to know that about me. So I don't give a fuck how many darts you throw at me. That shit ain't going to penetrate. It's not going to go through as quick as you do. And even if it does, it's not going to budge me, my nigga. Because the whole thing is my mind is moving the whole time. Because I said this like in one of my first seasons. I said, I'm the type of person that I review shit. I review my day. I review my week. I review my month. I review every fucking thing because I'll go back over the whole day, and I'll go over arguments. I'll go over conversations I've had with kids, with adults, and I'll be thinking, damn, I should have said that instead of that. I should have did this instead of that. I should have reacted quicker than to this instead of that. If I would have done that, I would have shut everything down. And I correct myself. So when I go through arguments like that, especially now, it comes quickly. It's reviewing in my head. And as it's reviewing in my head, it's starting to say, that motherfucker thinks he's trying to play some psychological games with me. Like, I'm stupid. Oh, you think you about to run game on me? So I told y'all last night, I like giving people the benefit of the doubt. Because when you show me your colors, I'm not going to let you know you showed me your colors right off the bat. I like knowing your poker face. But the fact that I know your poker face and I don't say shit only gives me the idea of what I can do in the long run. But I don't like playing them games. I try to give you the benefit of the doubt. However, the potential I see in you, if you don't see it in yourself, baby deuce, if you're not putting in the efforts here that need to be done here, putting the stuff in, like I tell people, I have requirements. No, I don't expect the motherfucker to see them every day because we got lives. We got bills to pay. We got things to do. However, if you are involved with somebody, you care about somebody, you deal with somebody, you're going to reach out to them every motherfucking day somehow, some way, because you want to talk to them. You want to hear from them. You want to know that they're okay. So when you do see each other, y'all and I already talked about some shit, you know, done got all the small talk out where everything else can transpire. The intimacy can transpire. But see, y'all not grown enough to understand that because all y'all thinking about is let's get together, let's just say Netflix and chill. Y'all trying to keep up with the trend instead of actually going with the real shit that's a real life. We can be trendy or we can be real. Don't talk to me with no motherfucking emojis because I don't understand emojis. You're going to do sign language, nigga. Sign language. I understand that, but I don't understand fucking emojis. I'd be wondering what the fuck you're talking about. Send four different ones, and it got four different things going on. I don't know what that means. Now I got to go to Google and ask them, or send me something that's abbreviated. You don't know how to spell? Now I got acronyms and shit. What the fuck is this? Now I got to go to Google. What is this? And hope they pick out the right one and not some educated kind. That's the shit I got to go through. Not that I'm hip. It's just the fact that if we being real, we should have an adult conversation. Shouldn't have to go through, don't tell me you fucks with me. You can go on so many motherfucking levels. If you like me, just tell me, hey, I like you. I want to see where this takes us. All that little bullshit-ass lingo like we young. We ain't young. We ain't in high school no more. We grown. Talk to me like we grown. I don't expect you to use big terms and you know, put it all out there like you some big literacy or something. I just expect you to be able to communicate with me in a way that we're adults, not like we in school. Some of us actually work at schools where we have to deal with kids and talk to them on their level all the fucking time. So when we get with an adult, we want to talk to them on an adult level. Some of us got kids, and we got to talk and deal with the kids all day long. So we want some adult conversation. Some of y'all don't know what that is because some of y'all just like to come in and be quiet. Y'all want to get on your video game and just sit there and watch TV or do whatever the fuck you want to do, zone out with your earphones on or however you want to play that shit. Some of y'all think grown conversation is just reading the newspaper and doing current events. We ain't talking about current events. We talking about real life situations that we've been through. Ooh, today this happened at my job. It was funny. Ooh, it was a fight over here. Ooh, did you see this on Facebook? Let me show you this. Did you read that in the news? Let me show you what happened. And just talk about it from a standpoint. Here, let me tell you the story. You know? Because guess what? I don't have drama in my life to be telling you, ooh, let me tell you what happened. And I ain't going to tell you my people's business either. Unless it's something that's congratulating them. Ooh, my boo is getting married. Ooh, my boo is starting a business. She finally got her license. Ooh, my boo is having a baby. I tell you shit like that, but I ain't gonna tell you, ooh, my boo is having problems with her man. He ain't shit. All right, that ain't your place. That ain't your place. It's all about attacking your demons. Attack your demons before they attack you. Because at this rate, the way motherfuckers is moving, y'all not going to make it out here. Y'all not going to make it out here. Especially if you're expecting someone else to take you there. And ain't too many people that's willing to do that. I know I'm not. I'm not. And anybody who's willing to do that, that's because they probably not taking themselves there either. They doing it on my dime. The taxes I pay. Let me see, man. Put it up. I got some shoes and weed. Let's take it. Hey. People don't get it. It's deeper than what people would even know with me, because I would never tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you as a man how to love a woman and to express how you feel about a woman. I'm never trying to jump into anything wholeheartedly and be head over heels with anybody, because I'm a realist. But I would like to share my happiness with someone who's willing to share their happiness with me. Again, we're going to fall off. We're going to have bad moments. We're going to have ups and downs. We're not always going to agree. However, I should never be your target and you should never be mine. And when that becomes an issue, that's when you have to stop. One of y'all need to stop. Somebody in a relationship needs to stop and be the bigger person and say, hey, but guess what? If it's always the same person being the bigger person, eventually they're going to stop wanting to be the bigger person. And when that happens, that's when they have mentally checked out of the relationship. Remember, guys, women check out mentally before we check out physically. And it's a good chance when we check out physically, that's because we found somebody else to be physical with. Now, I'm not saying that's my situation, because I ain't got it like that. I talk about having hoes, but I don't have hoes. You know what I'm saying? He said, love don't live here anymore. Shit, I love don't pay the bills. But I still like to feel it every now and then. Then I'm going to eat a Snicker. Yes. So we saying fuck you to love tonight. Hey. It's all good. All I'm saying is that, you know, it's love out here. But motherfuckers got to be scared. Stop being scared of it. Stop being scared of it. You find somebody you match well with. Y'all do good business together. Y'all keep cool. Y'all chill. Shit, fuck with it. When y'all gonna get tired of, I'm tired. I don't want to meet you, get to know you, what kind of disease you got in your family, what your credit score is, how many kids you got, how many times you've been to jail, how many baby mamas you got, or do you have a relationship with your family, you know, all of that shit. Are you a beater? Are you an undercover nigga? You know? I get tired of having to run down the list And then when it comes to this fucking this dating on dating sites and shit, you gotta ask even more questions. How tall are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, little simple questions. Do you drive? You know what I'm saying? It just don't make no fucking sense. At all. You know? So, of course, annoyed. Of course, a lot of people crave attention, but not even the right attention. It's sad how people crave attention, and it don't even be the right attention. Right. Really evaluate yourself. I had an epiphany when I was in the 10th grade, actually right after I graduated the 10th grade in the summertime. I had an epiphany and I looked at myself outside of myself and I didn't like what the fuck I seen. That's what made me choose to go from Carson High to Fairfax High. Because I knew if I stayed at Fairfax High, I would not have graduated. That would have been one place. I would have been just like my sister and brother, not graduating, walking the stage when I should have. Now, my sister, she graduated on time. She just didn't walk the stage. My brother, he graduated a year later. I made a decision for myself. Checked out of that school, went to Fairfax. And it was either Fairfax or Washington, but I wanted to go up there with my best friend. That's where I met the rest of my best friends and graduated there. But I had to look at myself and say, I need to change. I don't like who I am. Sometimes that takes looking at yourself in the mirror. You know, a lot of people don't know how to look at themselves in the mirror. Plain Jane, no makeup, no wig, no nothing. They can't look at themselves and say, I love who I am. There's a lot of people that can't do that. A lot of people don't like who they are. And the reason why you don't like who you are is because you never tried to change what was going on in here. You never tried to fix what was going on in here. You forgot that you matter too. We're so busy helping everybody else that we forget that we matter. Overcompensate for how you feel by making sure other people feel good. Yeah, I used to do that. I still somewhat do that. See, I have a bad habit, and I got that from my grandmother. I don't mind helping anybody. But I tell people all the time, sometimes me helping you ain't me helping you, it's God helping you because he's using me to help you because you need the help. Because I do a lot of things I don't want to do, but it's helping somebody. It may not be beneficial to me at all, but it's helping them. Because that's what you're supposed to do. I do believe in helping the black community, whichever way I can. I do believe in giving back my 10%. But I don't believe in doing it always in money because not all the time I can afford it in money. However, I can bless someone the best way I know how. That's what I've always been able to do. I've always been that type of person to help someone. So I'm always help someone. I'm always help you. Whether if it's an encouraging word, being supportive, whether it's providing you with something, assisting you with something. And guess what? Ain't shit on my timeline saying I did this, 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 and this, helping people throughout the week, because that ain't your business. It's like what I'm doing for myself ain't your business. Just knowing I'm taking care of me. The same thing you should be doing for you. See, one thing I always tell people, I told a girl this one time, I said, if you living in your light and you shining, you ain't going to see the fucking haters. You going to be too busy loving what you got going on to be even worried or even bothered by what the fuck they got going on over there as a peasant. You're going to keep doing you. But motherfuckers be so bothered because they light is not shining as, bright as they wanted to, so they could still see them little snarls and all that other bullshit going on and still hear people talking. I don't hear none of that shit. When I'm out, I get in my element, I'm good. I'm with my folks, I'm chilling. Even if I'm by myself, I'm doing me. I'm living life. I'm enjoying myself. Because you're supposed to be able to do that. If you can't fuck with yourself, why would anybody else want to fuck with yourself? If you can't kick it with you, why would anybody else want to kick it with you? I don't want to kick it with nobody that don't know how to kick it with themselves. If you don't masturbate, I can't fuck with you just because you don't fuck with you. This bottom line. You should be able to fuck with yourself. A lot of y'all don't fuck with yourself. Y'all think y'all do because y'all know how to mass time, to occupy your time, to keep you entertained. You're not to entertain yourself, but you don't fuck with yourself. Fucking with yourself means that you know how to just really just chill and not do nothing and enjoy you. You. People don't really understand that. Enjoying yourself. Don't expect anybody else to be a part of your pity party because you don't enjoy you. That's not fair. Don't bring my mood down because you done allowed your mood to be ruined by some bullshit. And even if it's not bullshit, express that. So a motherfucker could be there for you. Y'all be wanting motherfuckers to care, but when they show that they care, you don't like the way how they care. Care a different way. Get the fuck out of here. I don't keep misery company. I'm not going to start. I'm not going to do it. You'll probably get one time to do that shit with me. It got to be a serious situation, like a death in the family, for me to sit there and go with the pity party with you. And if you my friend, we'll go through the pity party all day long. I'll co-sign your shit all the way up until you start calming down. And when you calm down, that's when we're going to start talking real life. Because that's what I would expect you to do for me. Talking about, fuck that bitch, I want to kill that hoe. Let's kill her. I know where to put the body. And once you say, oh, yeah, she had me so upset, I was ready to get on her ass. I'm glad you calmed down, but you know this is what you need to do, right? You can't be talking like that. Pray about it. Talk to her. Or don't talk to her at all. Let it go. Move on. Because that's the type of person I am. We're going to vent. We're going to have problems. We're going to have issues. But at the end of the day, you have to find a fucking solution. It's all right to ask someone to help you with that solution, to help you find it, but you can't expect everybody to just sit there and help you get there. You got to get there yourself. But they say, I'm going to show you how to fish, rather give you a fish. Why? Because I want you to be able to continue getting the fish. You motherfuckers out here want somebody to just give it to you. Like you're entitled to it. Something I said last night, too. Motherfuckers is entitled. This entitlement shit. You think you entitled to some shit. You supposed to be taken care of. You supposed to be given these things. No, you're not. And just like you have them, it can be taken away, too. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And what you going to do about it? A lot of people think that the things that you have around you make who you are. They don't. Not even your certificates. You're saying that you got a degree in whatever the fuck you got. You can say you got a master's, call me a doctor. That don't make you. Right in here. Right in here. These two things right here, your mind and your heart. Those are the things. That's what makes you. It don't matter how much you have in this world. If you still, in here, you know how many beautiful women it is out there that are single? And the first thing I say to myself is, I wonder what's wrong with their mind. How many gorgeous men out there that keep running through all these women. Why? Because this and this. We have toxic behaviors that we hang on to that we just don't want to get rid of. And we fault others for it. We're not willing to fix our own problems, but quick to talk about somebody else's. Quick to point the finger at the next person. Remember, when you point the finger, you got three pointing back at you. So let's list out them three things of yours before you talk about the next person. See, we're quick to do that. I fall short of that myself. I be on point, too. It'd be fast. Bam, 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 bam. But again, once I see my problems, I try to correct them. Because I want to be a better version of me, and I can't be a better version of me if I'm not seeing things and correcting myself. See, I had to learn that from when I put myself on punishment because of my bad behavior or my road rage. See, if y'all ever been in the car with me, you know my road rage is pretty bad. But if you knew me way back then, you know it's gotten a lot better. Because I didn't use a horn. I rolled that motherfucker down because I didn't have electric. I rolled that motherfucker down and cussed your ass out. I will roll that. I will lean over to the other side, roll that motherfucker down, and sit there and cuss your ass out and pull off. I put myself on punishment and said, bitch, no, you can't do that no more. Started riding the bus. Started seeing stuff from a passenger. Seeing it in my shoes from being the driver, what they may be thinking. Like, shit, I'm tired. I've been walking for so long, so I'm going to take my time across the street. You're just going to have to wait until I get across. I'm not going to rush for you. I'm tired. I get that now. You can see what those walks look like. So when I see people walking across the street, yeah, I let them take their time if they look tired. If they got a bunch of shit in their hands, look like they've been walking a long ways. I get certain positions when certain drivers, okay, certain drivers, they may be some old people. Let me not beat my horn too much because they may be old. Let me not cuss their ass out. Let me not get too mad. You know what I'm saying? Learned to look out for certain things that made me realize this was me at one point, so I have to understand it and not get so upset about it. So I apply that to everything that I do. When I see something, I see certain characteristics that I've seen in multiple Sagittarius that I had to identify in myself, and I said, ooh, let me correct myself on that because I don't like that. I don't like being that person. Me. I can't expect anyone to be like me. That's me. That's what separates me from other people. I check myself on a day-to-day basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a six-month basis, three-month basis, and a yearly basis because I want to be a better version of myself. And the only way that I can do that is taking a look in the mirror, which I vow you to do the same thing. So it's the only way you're going to get better at this thing they call life. Be a better version of yourself. We all have potential of being great. We all have greatness in us. However, some of us choose to be mediocre, average, less than. And all I want us to be is the best part of ourselves. I can't encourage everybody. I can't give everybody therapy sessions, but I'm going to try. When somebody comes to me, I always got you. But you got to want it for yourself. And that's some real shit. It's some things I wanted for myself. And I'm glad I got a chance to get on here to talk because it really made me feel a lot better. And I feel I can probably celebrate a little bit tonight just by drinking and probably smoking another blunt and listening to some good music in my room. But I'm going to do it, you know. But I needed to get that out. because I want people to understand, if you're going through a moment, you having a moment, and you around somebody, it's up to you to either remove yourself from that space, if you're going to stay in that space, or invite them to understand what the issue is. So that way, they can understand and better grasp how to deal with the situation the way you want it being dealt with. Because you can't expect someone to accept you for who you are, and who you are is someone who's going to try to throw psychological games at me. And I'm speaking from my angle, but this applies to everybody. You can't throw those games at people, the mental games, thinking that they are so fucked up in the head that they don't understand this shit, because not everybody is so feeble-minded that they don't recognize that. I know y'all be thinking I be playing, but I'm not. Whole pimp right here. I am not pimpable at no shame, shape, form, or fashion. I don't give a fuck what you think. Any game you kick at me, if it ain't real, I'm always give you the benefit of the doubt. But you ain't never going to be able to do me the way you thought you was going to be able to do me. Baby girl ain't sweating. But at the same time, I ain't dealing either. So the whole point of the matter is just take care of you, baby. One love. Fuck you Fridays. See me again. Told y'all I was going to do it. I got to play some music as we get up out of here, y'all. But y'all have a great weekend. Start mine off right. At home drinking, smoking, and making some money in the morning. Because your girl is Jamaican and she got tree jobs. You guys have a great weekend. Be safe out here in these streets because it's getting fucking hectic. I heard about some shit. I don't try to keep up with all these sad ass news. I try to keep it with the happiness. But you got to keep up with what's going on because there's always some shit going on, right? Right? So watch your surroundings, front, back, side to side. Keep your ears up. It's stay to the ground. One love, y'all. Out.
Bitches looking at me sideways, in and out of traffic, I don't take the shit lightly. Mouth is always moving, but the horn sits quietly. Driving with my knee, arm stretched, biting me. Look in your mirror, seeing that you're still eyeing me. Can't accelerate if you're focused on what's behind me. Apply the shit to like and you see the fucking irony. And yet the bitch still keeps trying me. Act like she on the road, but plates say Hawaii. Cali driving different, so please move to the ride, please. I can't be a bitch, but I'm asking you politely. You're the only one breaking, so I silently pray to the God above and moving like I'm criminally insane. Past the three lanes, accelerate. Gotta see what dummy look like. Okay. Hey, this is the weekend vibe. The weekend vibe. We trippin' for the motherfuckin' weekend vibe. Hey, gonna click up with some queens, fresh, clean, body built just like a dreamer, with fit, attitude so mean, dripped out, got you looking like a fiend, meet in the parking lot so we can chief, pass the bottle, get lit or redeem, draw you in, pump your brakes, it's a team, can't break the circle unless you laugh at me, hit the spot, tables lock, live streaming, hearts drop, dick twitch, and pussy screaming, mess my
mesmerized by what they are seeing. All the different shades of blackness are in premium. In between the love haters in their feelings. Throwing shades, got the lights in here, I deal with. Don't give a fuck, get a number, a few reasons. Invite them to the sweet, kick them out before the sun sets. Hey, hey. The weekend vibe, we drippin' for the motherfuckin' weekend vibe. Watch the sunset and prepare for another slay. One more night with all the fuckery. Gotta play hard when you work like a motherfucking slave. Hey, hey, hey.